This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Hilary of Poitiers. Hilary was born in Poitiers, a town in Gaul, which is modern-day France, in the year 315. The Roman world had been divided into an Eastern and Western Empire, and the political power of the empire had been moved to the east, which was more distant from the invading barbarian tribes which threatened Italy. Since Christ's coming, those who professed Christianity had been persecuted by the Romans. Later in 315, the Roman Emperor Constantine tried to unify the empire by officially recognizing Christianity as a state religion along with paganism. Now that the religion could be preached and taught openly, many questions arose among thinkers regarding the Holy Trinity and the nature of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But some of this thinking led to errors which confused and misled the faithful. One such error was preached by a religious man named Arius. Using only reason, he decided that Christ could not be divine, but was merely a highly favored human. But because of his polished skill as a preacher and his personal life which appeared holy, he attracted many followers who were intolerant of the church's teaching. The Roman Emperor Constantine noticed the unrest caused by the ideas of Arius and called a meeting of the bishops of the Eastern and Western Empire to decide on the matter. This first council met in Constantinople and condemned Arius, his ideas, and those several bishops who sided with him. The resulting creed which the council published outlined the beliefs held by the Catholic Church and is known today as the Nicene Creed. Hilary of Poitiers had been born only 10 years before the Council of Constantinople. He received a thorough training in the pagan branches of learning, but accepted the true faith as he began to reflect on the message of the Bible. He was baptized a member of the church in 350 AD at the age of 35. Just 3 years later, upon the death of the local bishop, he was chosen by popular vote to be the new bishop, much against his wishes. But as the new shepherd of souls in his diocese, he took his duties seriously. He dedicated himself to the responsibility of preserving the true teaching of the church which had been passed down from the apostles. In time, the empire came under the rule of an emperor who encouraged the Arian errors. The emperor called a meeting of the church bishops in Milan in 355. To force them to condemn all bishops who did not accept the teaching of Arius. Hilary saw this as an attempt to weaken the church, and wrote to the emperor suggesting that he properly help to restore peace to the church. He separated himself from the Arian bishops in the west, and in disgust called the council in Milan a synagogue of the malignant. Because Hilary would not agree to the council's condemnation of those who opposed Arius, Hilary himself was forced to leave his diocese in Gaul and settle in the east, where his opponents could watch him more closely. During the next 3 years, he wrote his major work entitled On the Trinity. Hilary, in his second book, requested permission to publicly debate a leading Arian bishop. Soon the emperor grew tired of this troublemaker and released him from exile and sent him back to his former diocese in Gaul. Upon his arrival, Hilary immediately called a council of the Western bishops at Paris in 362, which excommunicated and deposed all bishops in the West who favored Arianism. The death of the emperor in 361 ended the persecution of the church in the West by the Arians. Hilary dedicated most of his life to combating the errors of Arianism. He encouraged the foundation of monasteries and was responsible for the growth of this type of religious life in the West. Hilary was gentle by nature and was courteous and friendly to all. But when it was necessary to deal with the errors of particular Arians, he was straightforward and direct. Hilary is also identified as one of the earliest hymn writers who used Latin. His other writings include commentaries on the Psalms and the Gospel of St. Matthew. Hilary is considered to be one of the greatest leaders of the church in the West during the 4th century. Hilary died in about 368. He was proclaimed a saint in heaven and in 1831 was given the title of Doctor of the Church. The Church possesses the true teachings of Christ. When our faith conforms to that which is taught by the Church, we can be certain that our faith is true. At times, fashionable opinions may arise which oppose our faith. It is our duty and responsibility to be witnesses of the true faith of Christ.